Gotcha. Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so we're going to bring this meeting to order Wednesday, June 27th, 2018, at 3:30 p.m. And before we get started, can I please ask everyone to check their cell phone devices and make sure they are in the off or non-ring mode.
And I need one more moment to bring Martha Rice in. She wants to be at the beginning of our meeting.
Okay. Hi Martha, this is Roy. We just adjourned into a public meeting and Kathy's got you on speakerphone, Martha.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Martha. So can we get we'll call to order the Pledge of Allegiance and then roll call. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, can we have a roll call for now?
Joe Spear?
Here.
Wesley Fairchild?
Here.
Roy Davis?
Here.
Richard Heath?
Here.
Kenneth Range is absent. Interim Manager Kathy Lindley Hall?
Here.
Attorney Martha Rice?
Here.
Okay, can we get an approval of the agenda as written? If so, is there any?
What was that last part, Roy?
Do you have any thing to say? Or?
No, I don't.
Good. So, can I get a motion?
I move to approve the agenda as written.
Got a second?
I second.
Danielle?
Joe Spear?
Yes.
Wesley Fairchild?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Richard Heath?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have any public comment forms on agenda-related items. Are you aware that we have forms for that, everybody? Yes. And does anybody have any public comments on agenda-related items? No.
No.
You're supposed to fill out a form, but I'm
obviously. My name is Al Cornell. I was on the budget committee, and we allocated so much funds for this, that, and the next thing. And all I want to know is, there was a wish list there that prioritized a lot of projects that have to be done or should be done in the future. And I think it's up to the board in the near future to. Put together, not only prioritize these things, but to say we're going to do this, that, and the next thing, which I've never heard from the board before, but a plan of business that you can actually accomplish instead of having one out in the up in the sky somewhere. I've been around, for about 15, 18 years now looking at this The progress that the port has made has always been encumbered by debt and more debt. And it's been in a survival mode ever since the tsunami, whatever. Anyway, the point is that to have some kind of a business deal that works with the budget and with Ms. Lindley over here, I think to put together a committee to go ahead and look at some things that should be done and make it apparent to the public what you guys want done. That's all.
Thank you, Al. Okay. We have no old business, right? So new business is accounts receivable write-offs. Kathy, you want to?
So I called as part of our housekeeping that needs to be done prior to July 1 for our bookkeeper, Kim Boom. What you see before you is a list of write-offs. It doesn't mean that the port will cease to make the attempt to collect, but through the action of officially writing off the list of names with dollar amounts allows us to turn it over to collections where necessary. And if I point out specifically the Blodgett-Klein line, that particular situation has been resolved, and in my opinion, we should not make an attempt to collect what the boat was almost immediately returned back to the port. The amount that shows on this sheet is storage after the auction. And some of you have some information about it and some of you don't have as much. But if you have specific question for me about the Blodgett-Klein account, please ask.
I'll ask. So this, they gave this boat back almost immediately?
Almost immediately.
So this was a storage charge?
Correct.
That would have occurred if they'd have still had the boat?
If the boat, yes.
So this was basically the port storing its own boat and its own property?
Exactly.
Okay. Yes.
Just a moment. You have to be recognized by the chairman.
Absolutely.
How is this? Is this kind of a common amount for write-off at the end of the year?
We try to do this in a quarterly basis, so it's not uncommon quarterly for amounts to build up. As you see through the explanation of how these dollar amounts were accumulated, if we don't do it quarterly, we do it when the amount becomes unwieldy or the time means that it needs to go out to collections. And when it goes to a collection agency, if they are successful, we still get 100%. And then the collection agency charges a fee.
To the person?
Yeah, to the person. Correct.
What I'm getting at, is this kind of an average amount that ends up like this every year?
This is pretty high.
Pretty high.
Okay. So I couldn't answer you exactly.
Usually when anything starts getting to that 2 points of exceeding $5,000, $6,000, we recognize it and start putting the brakes on services provided, anything like that, until the debt is somehow resolved. This $6,000 was one of the highest ones I've seen, and that's just due to a different situation of storage, like you said, but a lot of them amount to monthly storage, gear storage rates, overdue electric bills. A lot of them stay pretty reasonable. For that $6,500 drove that number up pretty high. So it's a pretty high number for write-offs at the end of the year.
And how much, what's the expectation of actually collecting on this?
I don't have a good answer for you on as far as how much of this actually comes back.
My personal opinion, just gut, would be I'd be surprised if we got 25% of it.
Richard, and the rest of you commissioners, 10 years ago, you'd have been looking at 10 pages of this. It's been tens and tens of thousands of dollars actually collected. It was pretty successful there for a while.
And Kim,
like she said, and this isn't something that we still are pursuing this money. It's just as far as it's a negative in our, we have to get taken care of as far as our books, but we still are pursuing getting this money. And if you look at the top where it says,
please fill out non-agenda public comments and agenda public comment forms. It was a small crowd.
Just relating to Blodgett and Leroy boat, I understood that boat was stripped out In other words, all the gear, a lot of the gear was taken with it, and then you guys got it back, so if you could, you know.
A lot of that gear was brought back.
Good.
It's all on the book.
So, do you want a motion for that, Kathy?
Yes, we have to have a motion for the write-offs to, so that Kim can clean up the bookkeeping aspect of this.
Okay, so can I get a motion from the accounts receivable write-offs?
Yes.
Is that a motion?
I so move.
Okay, second?
I second.
Danielle?
Joe Spear?
Joe.
What was that? Yes.
Wesley Ferricioli?
Yes.
Roy Davis?
Yes.
Richard Heath?
Yes.
Okay, new business, property listing with Dave Caldwell, Blue Pacific Realty.
You received in the packet the expiration date of our contract agreement with Dave Caldwell. He's the listing agent for the piece of property across the street and on the same side of the road as State Farm Insurance that we've had listed for sale. I'm asking that the commissioners agree to extend the contract, and I don't have a recommendation. I don't know if you want to go for 6 months at your discretion. The very first contract was for 6 months, and then it was for another 6 months. So that's up to you.
Discussion from the board?
So the only issue here really is the decision to stay with Blue Pacific. Our option would be to list the contract with somebody else to list it.
Well, one of the things, so just so you know, this is a good time. I have had a number of conversations with Dave Caldwell, and he is suggesting that if indeed the commissioners are want to sell the property, we need to have it brushed. Not trees, not completely stripped, but brushed. So, and he has a couple of people, names that he could use, that he will refer to the office about. If indeed you're going to sell something, you want it to look presentable. That's the only way I can think to put it.
Okay, but the, I mean, the
that's discussion. Ultimately what we're asking you is to keep the listing with Blue Pacific Realty with Dave Caldwell.
Right, it's an existing contract that we can extend out. It would, if you don't want to stay with Dave and Blue Pacific, it will mean a brand new contract.
Does any of the commission want any history of the piece of property that Kathy's talking about? You want to share with Kathy how that came about?
Okay, well, I happened to be in the audience when the owners of Best Western presented a, obviously there was a lot of negotiations prior to that meeting. There was a land swap. There was a piece of property that the Port of Brookings Harbor owned next to the RV park and adjacent to the property owned by the owner of Best Western, Mr. Snazek. He found a piece of property of equal value, and it was agreed to do a land swap. And that's how the port became owners of the piece of property straight across from the current office on Lower Harbor Road.
Any questions from the board?
No.
Okay, can we get a motion to keep the existing contract with Dave Caldwell, Blue Pacific Realty, to be extended for 6 months and also brushed?
Do we have an estimate on the cost to brush it?
$500 to $600.
Okay, so we're, what are we, what's the?
Now that's during executive session.
What's the list price of this?
The list price of that piece of property is $140,000.
So we're gonna spend $500 to prepare a $140,000 potential sale.
That's the information that I'm presenting to you.
I'll move that we keep the property listed with Dave Cardwell from Blue Pacific Realty and to brush the property.
Get a second?
A second.
Danielle?
Joe Spear?
Yes.
Wesley Fairchild?
Yes.
Ray Davis?
Yes.
Richard Hees?
Yes.
So now we're going to go to new business. Length of time for leases. Kathy, you want to start?
Okay, so I'm looking at several leases that are coming up for renewal, or in one particular case that are past the date of time for renewal. And some of the businesses in this complex, are 3-year contracts and maybe 1 3-year option to renew. There are some that are year to year with 1-year options to renew. Let's say, for example, Kathy's Corner, which is an existing lease, but next year we'll have to write a new lease. And let's say that they want to have a 1-year lease, but they want to have 2 options to renew for an additional year. So I'm asking for some guidelines from the commission, not necessarily tonight, but to be thinking about. There are some restaurants, I'm going to use Zola's as an example. When you've got a business, or even, you can think of any number of them. You can think of Pacific Ocean Harvesters, Zola's, the boat shop. The nature of their business and the investment that they have made it with the equipment into their business, it might warrant a 5-year lease with 2 options or only 1 option. And I need you to be thinking about and give some guidance back to, right now, the only leases that I am, have guidance to issue are 3 years is the maximum, no matter what their financial investment is in their particular business.
Any discussion from the board?
Yep.
Questions from Kathy? Good.
Well, it seemed to me it would be in the port's best interest to have as long a lease as we could, within reason. I mean, that pretty well has them committed to that property. And I think that would be in our best interest to have a long lease. However, I'm kind of open to what people might think about longer leases. And I agree, maybe they should be different depending on the business. How we do that would be a challenge.
Right. So, like I said, at this particular point in time, the only guidance that I had was no matter what the business was, I should only write up a lease for legal review to be 3 years. And some of that doesn't seem, I have a new board. I need to know what this commission wants. And again, I'm not expecting an answer today. I need you to start thinking about it. And perhaps as you are uptown, conversation happens as you do research. It's totally reasonable.
Are you just talking about for the businesses, Kathy? Like the retail, the boat shop, the industrial shops?
Land leases. Land leases only. And they are businesses doing business right now, but for some reason or another, their lease has expired or is due to expire shortly.
So some of the existing leases that are already existing, we have some longer, much longer than 3-year leases. You're not asking us to set a 3-year minimum for all leases.
I'm suggesting that we're going to probably go on a case-to-case, or like Richard Heap said, depending on the type of business.
Correct.
I'm not asking for anything generic. I need you to think about it. How do I go into a lease negotiation if I can't negotiate more than 3 years? That's my point. That's where I'm coming from.
And that goes, that's case to case. Okay. Any further discussion on the length of leases from the board?
Not right now.
Yeah. Okay, so there is no more new business on the agenda at this time. We're going to adjourn into executive session ORS 192.6602/E and ORS 192.6602H to conduct deliberations with persons designated by the governing body to negotiate real property transactions, and also to consult with counsel concerning the legal rights and duties of a public body with regard to current litigation or litigation likely to be filed. So at this time, we're going to adjourn out of public sector and into executive session. And we're going to ask the public to leave. If you want to come back, please do so. We'll try to do this very quickly.